It's never easy to start a homestand with a loss, but slight loss. How do you think the team played tonight?
Well, we have to look at the global picture, and I think if you consider that it's the first game back after a long road trip like that, I like the effort. Second period, we had 19 shots on net, so we got to give at least credit to Halbert, who played a good game. And they kept in the game, and they scored a goal on the power play to tie it up. And I think for us, what we have to look at is also a point in the standings and to build on that.
That's points now in three games for you guys. Despite injuries and call-ups, this team is really starting to come together. How do you think the boys are starting to gel?
Well, I mean, the guys have played really hard and really hard together throughout the trip. They did the same thing tonight. It's a good performance from a lot of guys tonight. It's just that, we didn't get the extra goal. We had some scoring chances. Power play could have been better. If you get a goal in the power play, we're in better shape, especially when it was 1-0. If we can make it 2-0, then it's a different game.
All right, thank you, Savannah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Quite an interesting day for Bobby Farnham, but he makes it back, gets that big goal there. What do you make of his game?
Oh, he brought some energy, just like he does anytime, any game. That's his game.
Yeah.
It's a nice goal he scored. He was on the puck. He was first on the puck on the forecheck. Blocked shots. He played his game.
You must be used to shuffle. You had to shuffle. Did you know they were going to make it in time, or was it dicey as to whether or not they were going to be able to dress your
We had a good idea that they would make it on time. Yeah. And then as soon as they landed, we knew that they would play. And they had to play. Even if they came in a little bit later than they were supposed to, they came to play.
We talked yesterday about, and you mentioned, you said, that's the first game, even though you got that time off between when you're back and when you play again, that it's always a tough game. Was it what, as you saw it?
I got to give my players some kudos there because, they were ready. Especially second period was our best period. And then, our power play, maybe, if we get a goal on the power play, it's a different game.
Are you disappointed in the fact that, and I know your team has changed, but that usually when this team gets to overtime this season, this is 13 times I think you've been to overtime this season, that you've been very good, it's in OT, in the game, or whether it's in gun and shootout. I don't know how much you touched the puck in the 2 minutes of OT there tonight. Is there football now once they get the puck?
We had one scoring chance, with that there. Yeah. But it's face-offs, If you don't start with the puck on face-offs, and then teams are getting used to playing the overtime, and when teams have control of the puck, you got to make a good play, or they have to make a bad play to get the puck back.
Yeah, it reminds me of NFL games. Like, if you win that coin flip and if you win that opening faceoff, you're good for a minute and a half, right?
There's one overtime period where we had the puck the whole period, and we didn't score. They went to a shootout and lost in shootout. So that's sometimes what you need is a break, and they got a break there, on their goal. And, one guy gets beaten, and the second layer of protection there, just didn't play it well, and that made a good shot.
Interested in just for discussion purpose later, what will happen with Odette with the 10-minute misconduct? And not so much that guys get don't get misconduct, but there was like the rotary meeting, the club meeting afterwards, some discussion
They said that Odette threw the puck in the stands.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Okay,
but, they had the wrong guy, but it's something. Somebody owes something to do with it.
Okay, very good. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay.